All right. It is that time. We're going to be speaking with our guest for the evening, Miss Delandria Mills. Hi. Good evening. How are you, darling?
I'm wonderful.
Great. I'm so glad. I'm so glad you could join us this evening.
Thank you for having me.
Wow. Okay. You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't really followed a flutist since Bobby Humphrey.
Oh, wow.
So I'm excited to have somebody fresh and new on the scene. Fresh to me, let me say that, because you've been doing this for a while.
Yeah, a little while now.
A little while. Well, you've been playing the flute since you were a child, right?
Well, definitely, since I was 7, but I didn't start, like, playing out and about until just a few years ago.
Oh, okay. So I'm still timely. Wow. So what made you pick the flute?
Wow. I guess it kind of just picked me. My first choice was clarinet.
Really?
But I was tearing up the reed so badly that my band director just had pity on the clarinet one day and forced me to play something that I couldn't chew on. And I spent a couple of days with it and fell in love with it. But growing up, my father played so many recordings that featured flutists that once I had those couple of days to get acquainted with the instrument, I felt that I had a natural affinity for it.
Wow. Well, yeah, I'd say you do.
Thank you.
Okay, so now you're not just, you don't just play. I understand you also teach.
Oh, I do. I teach at the Peabody Conservatory in the prep department, and I teach privately, and I teach a couple of students at the New School in New York. I've been teaching private lessons since I was 14 to housewives, and that was also something that came naturally to me. I love to teach, and I love when I learn something well enough that I can communicate it in simple terms to my students, because I felt that so much that was explained to me as a child and in my youth was so confusing, just the way it was presented. But now that I'm on the other side of it, it's really rewarding.
Wow, that's really neat. Well, tell us about this camp that you have. Is that the right terminology, a camp?
Sure, it's the summer flute camp that I started in 2010 called Kingdom Flute Work. And a friend of mine started a violin camp several years ago, and I was really inspired. I kept trying to volunteer, and he was just convinced that I need to branch out and do my own thing, because there's such a need in Baltimore City for the arts, for the youth there. And so I just started a camp for in-city youth in Baltimore City, and it's expanding every year. I have 2 or 3 more students, and so the students who are kind of too old to be in the actual camp come back to volunteer youth things.
Wow. That's really neat. So, okay, so I don't want to get you bombarded with kids who want to come to the camp, but do you have space available for this summer coming?
Oh, always.
Always.
I have parents from all over who send me emails through my website inquiring about it. Last year, has 2 years ago, I studied with 15 students. And then I had over 50 applicants for this past year, so I upped it by 5, and I accepted 20 students.
Okay.
So it's first come, first serve now.
Okay.
But definitely the students that I intended to reach initially in Baltimore City, I try to make sure I have at least 10 slots.
Right.
For them.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Wow. I love what you're doing.
Ones that show promise and self-motivation.
Yeah.
For sure.
Definitely. I love that, because I myself, I'm trying to get something going in this area for children, not just the flute, but any instrument that they want to learn, and that, like you say, they show promise for. It's a struggle trying to get it going, you know. There are lots of obstacles, like finding a space, a permanent space. I mean, I'm kind of here and there right now, so... and then instructors, and you know, a lot of behind the scenes stuff that I'm trying to get settled so that I can really focus on the program itself. But yeah, so I commend you for
Wonderful.
That, because it's an undertaking, and it's for real. It's all about the children. It's all about the children.
I can't really.
I said for real. It's all about the children.
Like,
so
one more time. I'm thinking I'm talking over you in this booth here. Okay, I'm listening.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I was saying I commend you, because it's hard. That's a hard job to get something like that started. Going through it myself, but it's all about the children, and that's what motivates me to do it. You know, it's all about them, giving them something strive for. Yeah. So
it's most rewarding, because I feel that when you're giving back so much, it's important to. I feel like it's the natural order of things.
Yeah.
And I try to keep that in perspective, but I feel overwhelmed with my teaching schedule, as well as trying to put myself out there as an artist. Like a friend of mine helped me put that into perspective once, and I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, you got a whole band behind you, right?
Oh, I have a lot of friends.
Oh,
and
okay.
Definitely an array of instruments. And it just seems like when I have a gig, it may be a trio gig, but if I tell them that the gig is happening, it seems to grow from a trio to a nonet before it's been done.
Uh-huh.
I have, most of my compositions have a natural, to me, I hear multiple instruments on top of instruments. I just hear it that way. I don't know if it's because of my classical background or just growing up listening to symphonies and going out and hear orchestras. Like, I just hear a big sound always. So yeah, I prefer to work with at least 12, 13 people alongside me.
Right. Wow, you're doing a lot, but I want to just take a moment right now and play one of your songs for the people.
Okay.
This one is called Remember Who You Are. I love the title. You want to say anything about it before I play it?
Well, it definitely came out of a time in my life that I was really having a hard time grasping or keeping a grip on why I had started this music. I think everyone faces that, regardless of what they're setting out in life to do. Just getting discouraged, whether it's the loss of a job or a loved one, it just feels like you get pushed into a corner. It's hard to breathe, and then you just remember to breathe and do exactly that. Remember who you are and, what purpose you serve. It just puts everything in perspective. This song was really the product of me sitting still with one of my best friends. And I think we must have prayed and meditated for like an hour. And then these lyrics came effortlessly. And it's based on the omnipresence, omniscience, and omnipotence of God.
Yes.
And I found that this song, although a lot of people really, they tell me how much they love and appreciate it, I found that this song helped me get through that season for myself.
Right. Okay, well, we're going to take a listen, and we're going to come back and chop it up some more with Miss Mill.
Depend on me letting go and me letting you. each of my desires. They all depend on me letting go and me letting you. I know you know, therefore I know. Let go.
Very, very pretty. Is that you singing?
Thank you.
Is that, are you the vocalist?
Yes, on that one.
Wow, girl, multi-talented. You go, girl.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So, you, your latest project is hip hop. Is that correct?
Well, that one is still in the works, and I find it going in many different directions.
Oh,
so I
okay.
think it's going to be a surprise after it's said and done.
Oh, well, I can't wait to
hear.
But
the project that I did, oh, thank you. I really appreciate it. It's a lot of energy going into it.
Ah, yeah. I'm sure. I'm sorry, I had cut you off. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say that the latest project that I actually completed was my holiday CD. And I'm going to prepare to start promoting that one in the next couple of weeks or so.
Okay.
That's my favorite of all my recordings. My holiday CD is actually my favorite.
Oh, well, yeah, I can understand that. I've heard the, I've listened to the YouTube snippet video you have up. So,
oh,
yeah,
cool.
I can imagine. Yeah. So we're going to have to get a few of those tracks into our holiday rotation.
Definitely.
You know, it's amazing that Christmas is here already, you might as well say. Because, I mean,
it's
October.
It's
gosh. Time is just zooming on by.
The seasons have no idea what they want to do. One day it's 90 degrees here.
I know, right?
The next day it's 50.
And
it's
the rain.
To catch up.
Well,
keep up.
You know what? I didn't really appreciate all that rain, but I guess I'd rather have that than snow right now. So, yeah.
Yeah, at least for now.
Well, listen, you were telling me that, you know, your schedule is really tight because you're teaching, you got your camp thing going on, which I know you still have to do things for even when camp isn't in session. And then you're doing your projects and you're trying to get out there and do your gigs and everything. So through all of this, you are totally independent, correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever... on a label
before? I'm sorry.
Have you ever been on a major or with a major record label before?
Not myself. When I recorded with other artists,
mm-hmm.
you know, did it through Columbia, Sony. I haven't even caught up with labels anymore. I know this label's been bought out by that one and this
yeah.
one and so forth. But yeah, no, I've been approached by a few labels. But I'm so busy, and I actually appreciate being independent, calling the shots, that it's not something that I seek, but if it comes to me and it's a good, you know, it seems like
a good
opportunity and a good fit,
mm-hmm.
then I would definitely entertain it. But yeah, I like the freedom of it all just because I keep my hands in so much.
Right, right. Yeah, well, that was my question because...
labels have changed tremendously in the last few years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that, so. I always like to ask that question because, you know, I do promote independent artists. And I know it's a tough role, but there are a lot of benefits You know, I believe in a Ben Franklin close. So you know, you put your pros and your cons, and then which one outweighs, that's the way you need to go. You know, which one is the best for
right.
you. But it seems to me that independent is it, because nobody can label you when you're an independent artist. You can do, you know, like you're the project that you're working on now, your new project to be worked on, or to be completed, is like a mixture of different genres. And when you're with a record label, you can't do that. You have to pick one, because that's how they're going to promote you.
Right.
Yeah. So that in and of itself, if you...
Yeah,
really,
once the label has an idea of what your sound is, as far as I have understood it in the past, mm-hmm. they try to mold you into that. And I'm such a free bird. I like
yeah.
having the freedom of changing directions.
Uh-huh.
But again, I think that if something was to come along and it was the right fit, I would just know it and I would go with it. But now I just enjoy the freedom of just doing what I'm doing, just writing, changing my mind, rewriting it,
mm-hmm.
and teaching here and there. It's a good place to be in right now.
Right, right. Sounds like you're enjoying life, and that's what counts.
Definitely. Indeed.
Okay, so speaking of, you know, performing, do you have any performances coming up anytime soon?
I'm lining up some things, as I said a few moments ago, to promote my holiday CD. But so right now, I've been really focusing on building my camp.
Mm-hmm.
And well, I hope people will kind of keep an eye out for when I do performances here and there. Hopefully, even working my way to the West Coast in Canada, California, Texas, and working my way back to the East Coast in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to that. But yeah, other than the holiday promotional performances, I probably will be taking it easy as I'm trying to finish up this project until
mm-hmm.
the spring.
Okay. And where can people keep up with you? How can they keep an eye on what you're doing?
On my website, DelandriaMills.com. I can also be followed on Twitter, and my fan page is Delandria and the Global Presence. Which is also on Facebook, and I try to keep it as up to date as I can, so
yeah.
people have an idea
Tell
of
me
what
about
I'm doing.
It.
But yeah, just,
yeah,
I'm trying to get away from the studio, trying to get away from writing.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lot going on at the moment, but yeah, I'll definitely try to keep everyone posted.
Okay, well, the other thing you can do is if you just drop me an email about where you're going to be, I'd love to help you. You know, let people know by posting it on the WDGP website.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. It's always good to have a couple of places where people can find out what's going on. Of course, social media is the best, but you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's booming.
Yeah. Yeah. It's getting bigger and bigger. I mean, I love it because it shrinks the world. You know, it's like, you can talk to people on the other side, day or night, it doesn't matter. You know, it's just, it's great. I mean, if you don't abuse it.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Right. Yeah.
I wanted to, I have one song. I think this is from the project that you're working on. Be Open. Is that that's the one you're currently trying to finish up, right?
Oh, that was from my hip-hop EP, released in 2010.
Oh, okay.
And yes, Be Open was the name of that track. And it was,
I don't have Be Open. This is
I'm
from the project.
Saying.
Yeah, this one is,
three.
I said I don't have the track Be Open. This track is entitled 321 AM.
Oh, the remix?
Oh, is that what it is? I got the remix?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
But okay, yeah, let the record play. I think it's either from my first recording, Manifestation, which is 3:21 AM, and you can clearly hear the stack of nine flutes. One day I just had a go at this composition in the studio and just stacked 9 different flute parts on it.
Ooh.
And but if it sounds like it has a little bit of a backbeat to it, then that's the remix. And that was from my EP in 2010.
Okay, well, let's find out. Let's play it right now. That's a beautiful piece of music right there, young lady.
Thank you.
Loving it. I love that. Yeah, it is layered. I love that. It's like, oh, you just immersed in the music. So I wanted to ask you, I lost my train of thought. I was so into that. Think right now. Oh, you can purchase the music from your website as well, right?
Yes. I have links on there to like Steve Baby and a couple of other means of ordering individual tracks as well as the hard copy.
Oh, okay. So you can get the hard. That was my next question. Can you get the hard CD? Because I know download is the way, because everybody wants to put on their iPod and what have you. But some of us like to hold that CD in our hand.
Yeah.
So,
it's nothing like being able to hold the line of notes and look at the art.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
perhaps
yeah.
Even the images.
Mm-hmm.
Says a lot about the artist, I think.
Yeah.
And the vibe of the project.
I agree 100%. Okay, so you've been at this for a couple of years. Now, this is something I ask every artist the first time they visit. You only have to do it the first time. Next time you come, you won't have to do this. But I love for the artist to give a word of encouragement and or advice to anybody else who's trying to do this independent music thing, who is thinking about it. You know what I'm saying? So I know you don't have it ready.
was
You want to do it right now?
just saying. Oh, no, I'm with you. I'm
Oh, okay. Because I want to give you time to let that mellow and formulate what you want to say. So, is there anything else that you'd like to let the art audience know about Miss Mills?
sorry. Wow. So know about me. I'm just striving to play the music that I've been given, just get out of the way and let the music happen, let the artistry take place, and totally be a receptive vessel. I mean, not to be too deep, but I really do feel that there's a lot that I could be doing, a lot that he wants to be doing in life, and I think it's a privilege to be a musician. I love being a musician, and I would say to anyone who's trying to venture out and be a musician or anything else, just stay focused and be optimistic, and just enjoy, truly enjoy the journey. Try to see the bright side and everything, be encouraged by even the disappointment and move forward, be happy.
Wow, you just said something really powerful right there. To be encouraged even by the disappointments. That is so profound and so important, I think. I know that's something I personally try to strive to do. And sometimes people think you're crazy because you something that they consider the outside looking in considers to be a major catastrophe, and then you're still smiling, you're still standing, you're still being positive. They don't understand. They think you're supposed to go curl up in a ball somewhere in a corner, but that's not it. So, yeah, you said you didn't want to get deep, but honey, I love to get deep on this show right here. So, get as deep as you want to, because that's real talk. I love that. I love it. It's very important. And I like that you said, regardless of what it is that you want to do, because music, as beautiful as music is, as widely accepted, as universal as it is, music alone is not enough to make it in the music business. You got to be business smart. You
Indeed.
got to approach it like it is that, a business. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. I love that. Wow. Girl.
I'm gonna quote one of my favorite artists on that. Q-Tip said on a recording that if you take care of the music, pretty much everything else will come. So basically, whatever it is that you're setting out to do, just take care of that and then worry about the other details later. I think people get focused on the music, or I'm sorry, the money or the business of it, but if you really just focus on the task at hand, everything else just goes slow, and I really love that. It's true.
That is that's true. Well, I don't want to like contradict what you're saying because I agree with you in that, but you do have to concentrate on the business side too. And unless you're fortunate enough to have great people around you who are gonna, have your back through thick and thin, then okay, yeah. But otherwise, you gotta keep your eye on everything going on. Focus on the music, yes, but have some business sense about it as well.
Yeah, I have to say, even piggybacking on that, I do have to say that I am one of those people that I'm very thankful to God, is that I have a natural business sense. I am knowledgeable of the fact that a lot of people do not have that. However, I've also been one of those people. My closest friends would giggle at this. But I go hard. Like, I go after mm-hmm. my goals. I'm really aggressive with it, but I think that some of the greatest things that have happened to me musically mm-hmm. and otherwise have come when I put less of that effort into it. Like, I think if you're called to do something, this is what I'm saying. It may still contradict what you believe or think,
mm-hmm.
but I think if you're called to do something, it's because you are naturally empowered to carry it out. And I think when you try to make something happen,
mm-hmm.
it seems like everything and its mama stands in your way. And it may appear, I don't know, I'm talking in pretty deep terms.
You're making great sense. And I understand what you're saying, and I agree with you.
Okay.
I agree. Yes. It is less.
Go on and on about this stuff, I know.
That's okay. No, go ahead. You got time. Go ahead. You got time. I got time, honey. But it is true that when you're called for it, it's effortless. It should be. You know, I agree with that. I do agree with that one. Oh, girl, you powerful.
I appreciate the
word.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I can see where you're coming from, and I definitely appreciate it. You know, I think that when you do have that true God-given talent, that it shines through. Now, you just said that you go hard, but you know what? Just looking at your website, I knew that about you already. Just looking at how you put that thing together, I was like, wow, this is tight. You know, I look at a lot of websites, a lot of different artists' websites and what have you, and yours, I mean, everything is connected, which is great. You know, the music, you can get to the music, you can get to the pictures, you can get to the videos, you know, everything is right there. And it's classy. Anyway, baby, I just appreciate that you took the time to come on here and meet my listenership and share a little bit about what makes you tick. You know, I just wish you nothing but the best. And I can't wait for the album. Of course, I'm going to get the holiday music because, you know, I'm very into that. But I can't wait for the new project because I want to see how you stretch yourself, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
You definitely stretch. And thank you. I will definitely let you know when that drops.
Okay. And then maybe you can come back and we can have a listening party, listen to the whole thing.
I'd be honored.
Oh,
totally.
That would be so great, so great. Darling, thank you so much for being here with me tonight. Do you have any other advice you want to give?
No, I think I said it all because I could go on and on. But yeah, that's
well, you know what?
Like,
it's up to you because I mean, if you feel like you got more to say, honey, you got the platform. Go on with it.
No, I'm good. I think I'm going to create a blog one day. One day in the next couple of years.
Okay. Yeah, I know. You don't have any time right now, do you? You don't have any time to do all that.
I got to. My heart is truly that people find whatever that thing is
mm-hmm.
and go after it, especially my students. Like, nothing can hurt more than to see a person get to a place in their young life. They're not quite an adult, but no longer a child, mm-hmm. and they've already lost that hope
yeah.
or that motivation to strive for something.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, while I can with my students, while I have the opportunity, I want to make sure I give them every opportunity to reach their potential. And I try to make sure that I lead by example. I am going to leave this planet totally empty. I will do everything in my power to get it out. You know?
I love that.
And I encourage anybody, whether it's a business or a book or a musical project. So just get it done and don't be discouraged by, I don't know, statistics, words from people who passed throughout the years, family who just said, don't get it. Your own negative thoughts. There's one other one, but this one can't. just press forward. It's very, very important. I'm trying to remember what I was going to say. Don't be discouraged by, don't be discouraged by the reality of it. Everybody, every person, including myself, we have a hard time not paying attention, how about that right, to what's going on right now. That's so irrelevant. Like, you said you want to do something, do it. I was engineering a few minutes in undergrad, and although I didn't love it, I was doing it because I was scared to be a musician. I just remember so many students asking me, why are you taking physics? Why are you doing engineering? And that's so hard. That was the wrong question. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't focus on the courses, you focus on the goal.
Right.
And although I changed my major my senior year, my goal was, I'm either going to be a doctor or I'm going to work at NASA. I'm going to have a big house in a nice little area. That was the goal. But as a child, I'm thankful I had a great parents. I didn't know how to not go for the goal.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day I decided to pick my feet out, that I've been doing since I was a child. And then a friend of mine took me to a concert. I decided to change my major. And all of a sudden, I went from music to music to all A's in music. Why? Because there's someone called to do it. It was effortless.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't turned back since. I feel that's it.
Girl, please.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? I just want to make sure that everybody knows about the camp, the summer camp. And is there any special prerequisites? Do they have to audition or anything like that to get into
they
that?
They just want to learn. They just want to come to play. That's
they have
it.
To want to come to play. And is it all...
The youngest student last year was 6, and the oldest was 48.
48? Really?
If they want to play,
wow,
48.
Wow, girl.
If they want to play, if they don't have an instrument, don't worry about that. You just worry about showing up.
So it's all instruments, not just the flute or not just horns?
It's a flute.
It is a flute. Okay. Cool beans. And they can find, they can apply on, because you said it's first come, first served. Can they do that on your website as well?
Well, they just have to correspond with me or with one of my members of my team, their desire. We do have an application process, but they can, just drop a line on the website and we'll definitely get back to them.
Cool. All right, my dear. Once again, I want to say thank you for, hanging with me a little bit this evening. I'm sorry for the technical difficulties that you had, but at least you got here and we got to share some of your music. I do have one more song that I'm going to play, as we say goodbye to you. But I just want you to know that I so admire what you're doing for the youth. And to be an instructor and to make such beautiful music yourself. And I just want you to stay encouraged and keep doing what you do, okay? Because it's very important. It's very, you're feeling the need. And I just want you to keep doing it. Keep going.
Thank you.
All right, darling. And don't forget, let me know when it's about to drop so we can schedule you to come back for a listening party.
You got it.
All right.
You have my word. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, okay?
Okay, you too.
All right. And on that note, we're going to listen to another track Oh, Lord. Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Oh, great. This track has a name that I do not want to mess up. I'm terrible. let me spell it for you, and you can tell me how to pronounce it. It's E-P-H-P-H-A.
Ephesus.
Say it again.
I knew it. It's Ephesus, so like the letter F.
Oh, okay. Ephesus.
The phonetic sound of F. So F-F-F.
Great. Okay, so this is what we're going to listen to, and this is from also from Be Opened.
Thank you.
pretty, pretty song. Be open. So true. Be open so you can receive what God is sending for you. Now, remember, you can keep up with Delandria Mills by going to her website, DelandriaMills.com. That's DelandriaMills, Mills. Flutist, singer, contractor, educator, and composer. Now that is a full plate. Once again, thank Miss Mills so much for being with us tonight. Looking forward to having her on again when we can share more of this beautiful, beautiful music with you.